Butler. Elm Shaven, St. Helena, California, June 27, 1902. Elder Butler. My dear brother. Today I was writing a letter to Brother Palmer when a scene passed before me, which I will try to describe as briefly as possible. I had written several pages of the letter when the scene passed before me. It was just before dinner. I seemed to be looking upon a company assembled together, in which the question of whether Brother Stone should take the position of treasurer of the Southern Publishing Association was being discussed. Some seemed to be in favor of his taking this position, while others were troubled and distressed. One of authority came forward, and placing one hand on Brother Palmer's shoulder and the other on Edson White's shoulder, he said to the brethren, speaking with clearness and decision, "You are not prepared for a change in the workers in the office. Leave these men where they are at present. To make a change now would not be just to them, nor would it improve the condition of things. It would not be wise to make a change now. This would not lessen the difficulties that exist. In every age, the call of the hour is answered by the coming of the man. The Lord is gracious. He understands the situation. His will today is that for the present time, the lamb-like kindness of Elisha shall exceed the severity of Elijah. The man that can build up and create a fragrant, grateful atmosphere is not yet presented by God. Whether the present work be to break down or to build up, to reinstate the old or to give place to the new, to enforce the demands of equity and judgment, or to encourage hope and courage and faith, the Lord knows what is needed. He is looking on. He, the great master worker, is sure to have the very man for the place ready to do the work when those connected with the work are ready for the change. Let the faith that works by love and purifies the soul be cherished. Hasty moves will not help the situation, but will bring in a host of difficulties that will not be for the glory of God. Let Edson White and Brother Palmer stand on their feet, not in their own strength, but in the strength of the Lord God of Israel, prepared to breast every difficulty that shall arise. Edson White is to stand with William Palmer, and William Palmer is to stand with Edson White. Let them take hold of the work with renewed consecration, and prove themselves men prepared to meet the demands of the hour with all the talents that God has given them. Encourage faith. Persevere. Work with all humility. The future is in the hands of God. The Word of God is to be taught. The life of the man upon whom is laid the work of teaching the Word of the Lord is to be an illustration of the power and righteousness of the principles that he offers to others. He who masters the art of educating others will himself prove a success by succeeding. He who wears the mantle, not of Elijah, but of Christ, will give evidence that he keeps his eye fixed on the Savior. Imbued with Christ's Spirit, he is fitted to teach. He is constantly under the influence of the high and holy impressions made by God. Elisha received a double portion of the Spirit that had rested on Elijah. In him, the power of Elijah's Spirit was united with the gentleness, mercy, and the tender compassion of the Spirit of Christ. Edson White and Brother Palmer are to unite, and are to be instruments in God's hands of reaching the higher classes, and at the same time of lifting up the oppressed, relieving the needy, and helping the poor to help themselves. If in their generosity and hopefulness they have made mistakes, let the spirit of forgiveness prevail. My brethren, you cannot be too earnest, too devoted to the will of the Lord. Pray constantly, "Hold up my goings in thy path, let not my feet slip." Psalm 17, verse 5. The Lord sees your dangers. Every natural and cultivated inclination of the heart rises up against true humiliation of self. It cannot be otherwise than that uneasiness will exist in regard to Brother Palmer or J.E. White handling the means given and loaned by our people for the work in the South. Should they do their very best, any mistake made would be most severely criticized. Brethren, you have both been too free in the expenditure of means. To meet the pressure of circumstances, you have incurred obligations, hoping that means would come in, and sometimes you have been disappointed. Your only safety is in God. If you place your dependence wholly on him, there will be more safety in your management. But there is much that will have to be cut away from your characters before there can be perfect safety in either of you occupying a position on which so much depends. From the representation today given me regarding this matter, I am certain that Elderstone is not the one whom God has selected for the work of treasurer and financier of the Southern Publishing Association. In some things he might do well, but in other lines there is danger of great mistakes. It will never answer to figure too closely in our dealings with believers or unbelievers. Since the Lord has given me the instruction I have written out in this letter, I feel very much relieved in regard to the situation at Nashville. Let us plead with the Lord to guide his people in his own way. Let him have opportunity to carry out his will. Then his name will be honored and glorified.